Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC. Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank Business, banking for good. Member FDIC.
Adrian Dater is our Avs insider from ColoradoHockeyNow.com, and he joins us. Adrian, good morning. Avs in Las Vegas tonight, taking on the Golden Knights. You broke some real news last week when you talked about the gap between what Mike Liut had said on Vancouver radio that he expected to get for Rantanen services on an average annual value basis and what the Avs were prepared to offer. And Liut apparently, according to your account, said the two sides are far apart. A week later, are there any changes? Are they any closer?
Sandy, I think they're getting a little closer. I think that there is some acknowledgement from the Rantanen camp now that these latest two deals, now we have Matthew Tkachuk of Calgary today, this morning, signing his deal. 3 years, $21 million for Tkachuk, $7 million average salary.
Yeah. What the difference?
Is, it puts more pressure on Rantanen to get, accept something closer to that level as opposed to Mitch Marner level money, which he's never going to get from the Avs right now. He's not going to get anywhere near $10.9 million. I don't think he's going to get over $9 million. So I think it's more down to – we're coming back to reality a little bit here. I am told that by excellent source that Mikko Rantanen wants this deal done by the start of the season.
Interesting.
So I think that there's hope. I think that there's going to be a flurry of, I think there's going to be a flurry of talks in the next week, and I hope that that's the case, that we'll have a deal within by opening night.
Adrian, last year the Avs basically shocked the world when they played against the Calgary Flames, playing a one seed versus an eight seed, going out there and getting that win. Then you go and play against the San Jose Sharks, and you trade blows back and forth, and you lose in Game 7. What, if anything, has this team learned in that loss that's going to be able to help them out this season?
Well, I think one of the things they learned is they really don't want to be the eighth-place team anymore.
That would be a good idea, yeah.
they're very happy being in the playoffs, but they want to do better than eighth now, because that means you're always on the road. You never have that game seven at home, that's number one. I mean, to get into hopefully a top four pairing to start the playoffs would be ideal. They want home ice. They want things to be more on their terms and not always the home team's terms. Beyond that, I think that the Avalanche realized that, it's about attrition. It's about debt. They lose Nathan MacKinnon for a period in game seven, and that's all it took really to lose that game. A lot of luck involved in hockey playoffs, but, having enough depth to withstand sudden changes in the playoffs is partly the reason why I think you saw them go out and aggressively pursue, more forward depth for this offseason. They feel like they're a much deeper team than they were last year. And I think that looks the case on paper. So, in the end, depth usually wins out in the playoff runs. They like their chances better now, and they like it a lot better if they can not be the eighth place team.
Adrian Dater, our Avs insider from ColoradoHockeyNow.com, is the guest. Adrian, Philip Grubauer was sensational for his last 15 starts last year. He was almost as spectacular during the playoffs as he had been down the stretch in the regular season. Great finish. Everybody's excited about Philip Grubauer between the pipes, but his record shows that he has never started more than 33 games across a season. Can we count, can the Avs count on Philip Grubauer starting 50 to 55 games this year, something he has never done in the NHL?
I think so. I think he's, first of all, I think he's a very a guy who keeps himself in really good shape. He's very lean and flexible and, you know, you can always get hurt anyway, right? But I think that his health is going to be good. Hope I didn't just jinx him. But I think so. I mean, he's eager for it. He wants it. He's in top shape. 55 to 60 games is definitely more than he's ever done. But he swears he's ready, and I don't think that's going to be an issue for him.
Adrian, real quick, I got to ask you about it. Last year, we saw that crucial offside that was called on Landeskog in the San Jose game. And we know that San Jose has a unique rink as far as where you get off on the ice and it being offside. Has there been any change? Has there been any talking to the league where you might change that blue line or anything like that? Or would they have to change where the boxes are at?
That's a good question, Orlando. Can I take a rain check on that and get back right back? I don't think they have, but I haven't heard that. So normally I think I would hear something if it popped up. But that's a great question. There is a disparity there, it's something that the Avs could, you know, they're not taking that excuse. Landeskog knows that he's the one who kind of messed up on that whole thing. He was too casual getting back to the bench. The puck went the other way suddenly, and he turned his back, and the puck comes back into the zone. I remember watching it and thinking, I absolutely, people around me can hear, I have witnesses. I said, get off the ice! Get off the ice! And, you could tell if this was going to be an offside thing, and sure enough it did. I don't think there's any blue line problem if Landy just gets off the ice in a proper fashion like he should have. That said, the tape shows that it's a very questionable call that it was close. So yeah, but good question, Orlando. I'll find out in my next Our next appearance together here, talk to hockey, I'll have that answer.
All right. We'll hold you to that. Adrian, we'll talk next Wednesday. Thanks for your time today, as always.
Okay, thanks, guys. Thanks a lot.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.